We are watching stocks continue to melt down this morning. This is all amid rising concerns about the coronavirus. In fact, the drop was so big today that trading was called to a halt briefly. The S&P 500 index plunged by 7%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average also fell deeper into bear market territory. Investors are worried about the spread of COVID-19 and the economic cost of trying to contain the pandemic. We've got NPR's chief economics correspondent Scott Horsley with us to help us sort through the consequences of all this. Scott, the market opened a little under an hour ago. What have we seen?
Well, stocks plunged right at the opening bell. The S&P 500 hit that 7% down threshold almost immediately. And just as happened on Monday, that triggered a 15-minute halt to trading. That's designed to sort of give traders and investors a little chance to catch their breath, think about what they're doing. Trading has since restarted. The S&P, as of this moment, is down a little more than 7%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off about 8.5%. Of course, just yesterday, the Dow crossed into bear market territory, ending a bull run that had lasted for 11 years.
So let's talk about what President Trump has been saying. Last night, he gave this address from the Oval Office. Let's listen to a clip and we'll talk on the other side.
I will soon be taking emergency action, which is unprecedented, to provide financial relief. This will be targeted for workers who are ill, quarantined, or caring for others due to coronavirus.
And I want to get to the financial relief that the president is proposing. But first, we need to note a few different things, because the president made several errors in that announcement. He said all travel from Europe was being cut off. That's not accurate. American citizens, permanent residents, other groups are exempted. And it doesn't apply to all European countries. The vice president, Mike Pence, was on CNN this morning claiming that the president's remarks were not confusing. But we saw the acting head of the Department of Homeland Security, Ken Cuccinelli, have to come out and tweet a correction about that limited ban. So the White House having to do some backtracking. As far as that financial help, what did the president call for?
Well, it was fairly short on specifics, and that's maybe one reason the market is behaving the way it is. They perhaps wanted to see something a little bit stronger and a little bit more refined from the administration. What the president is calling for is some kind of emergency action to help workers who don't have sick leave and who are forced to stay home, either because they get sick or because their business is quarantined or because they're caring for someone else who might be ill. Now, the president didn't say how this would work, but the idea is to make up for people's lost pay so they don't feel pressure to go to work sick and possibly spread the virus. The president also said he would be asking Congress for some kind of help to extend this aid. The administration is also talking about having the Small Business Administration offer low-cost loans to businesses that are affected by the coronavirus outbreak, just as they would do in a different sort of natural disaster. Mm-hmm. And once again, the White House is asking Congress to provide more funding so those small business loans can be bigger. The request was for $50 billion in funding. The president also suggested that the April 15th tax deadline might be pushed back to buy some more time for people who've been affected by the outbreak, and also keep a lot of extra money just floating around the economy to sort of grease the wheels of commerce a little bit. And then he repeated his call for a payroll tax cut. That's kind of been the signature way that the president has talked about propping up the economy against this outbreak. But there's very little appetite for that in Congress.
Scott, I forgot to mention one other error the president made. He said initially in his address that goods would be affected, that this was going to affect trade. And then he had to tweet out a correction hurriedly to assure the markets that the limited travel ban with Europe was not going to affect trade. I mean, clearly the administration is trying to shore up the economy, trying to reassure the markets. It's not working.
Right. And this just sort of illustrates a little bit the haste and the not quite ready for prime time nature of this response so far. Europeans say they got no warning about this travel ban for countries that are being affected, continental Europe. And so that's obviously been jarring. And there's also some question of the value of this sort of Fortress America approach to what is now a global pandemic. Already we had more than 600 new cases of coronavirus reported in the U.S. yesterday. So it may be that the value of trying to put up these travel bans is limited. But you're right. The president added the confusion. I think he perhaps just strayed a little bit from the teleprompter or misread the scripted remarks. And so there was some confusion about whether cargo trade would be affected, and it's not going to be.
NPR Chief Economics Correspondent Scott Horsley, thank you.
You're welcome.